Hello, and this is Multimedia Men podcast number 4. I am Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkon, Andrew Conway, and Adam Conway, and we are going to start in on our infamous
Conway.
How can
West?
Somebody be infamous? Is he's not
unfamous?
Just famous, he's infamous. Do you all get that reference?
I'm unfamous.
That's Three Amigos right there. Come on now.
I was going to go along with it. But
all right. I'm still waiting for the Three Amigos musical.
He just killed the Invisible Man.
It's going to happen. The infamous director's bracket. Last week, if you listen to the podcast, we gave you our list. Basically, it's an NCAA tournament bracket. Instead of basketball teams, we all pick directors that should be in there.
That's right.
There's 64 directors into 4 different regions. The dead category, the foreign category, the modern category, and the genre category, meaning sci-fi, horror, comedy. So there was, if you read this, I mean, any list you make, you're going to make somebody mad because you leave somebody off. But believe me, we spent 3 hours or more discussing
there were some battles.
Like 200 directors, bringing them down to 64. Now, I know some of you are like, where's Coen Brothers on here? Where's this? But
it's a great fucking question.
out of our modern category, we did not pick Coen Brothers. Not yet. But
you know,
people deserve to be in here, but this is our list, and we've narrowed them down to 32 directors, and it was very difficult. So I'm going.
Let's say the.
Can we make it 36?
The battles were random. Like the placement was random.
Yeah,
it was so randomized for sure.
We didn't see them. We didn't see them like according to anything.
And we had some epic battles that should not have been.
How was it randomized, Brian?
How was it randomized?
Round one already had some epic battles that could have easily.
There was no rhyme or reason. It was in a hat.
Top four.
We
the first question was the
alphabetical.
Hardest.
Alphabetical.
Yeah.
So it was definitely not alphabetical.
The right side of the bracket was pretty hard towards the bottom.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna narrow them down. Feel free to take your own bracket and mark down what we chose, and hopefully you coincided with us. So our director's bracket. We're gonna start with the.
And if you don't, yell at us.
Why yes, not? With the genre region. So it was out of
genre.
George Romero
yes.
And Terrence Fisher. And it looks like 4 people. So there's 6 people that stop first. There's 6 people.
Motherfucker, I picked Fisher.
That's what we're getting at first.
Yeah, hold on. There's 6 people that picked that chose the that are in this bracket in the multimedia.
Yeah, name the other 2.
Brian Kluger, Gadi Elkon, Adam Conway, Andrew Conway, Wade Davis from Wichita, and Mark Chaffardini from Go See Talk. So 6 people have voted. So 4 of us voted for George Romero, and 2 of us chose Terrence Fisher.
Which one of you sons of bitches voted for Terrence Fisher?
Adam Conway and Mark Chaffardini. So if you don't know who Terrence Fisher is, he's responsible for some of the old
80 horror movies from the olden times.
Yeah,
he
like
is the original
Curse
horror
of Frankenstein
director.
That's why I picked over
and
Romero.
Werewolf. You can look him up.
I've seen Romero's glasses.
He's great. But in my opinion, George Romero, he defined an entire subgenre of horror. Zombies. And Flesh Eaters, actually, was the Night of the Flesh Eaters.
Right.
To begin with.
But that's all he's done. What has he done other than that?
When you kick so much ass at doing something, do you need to do something
else?
But did he do it well?
He did
I think
The Crazies.
He did?
He did Jack Nicholson movie, too. Isn't that Jack Nicholson? Yes. And he also did an O.J. Simpson documentary called The Juice is Loose.
That's how about that, bitches?
That's not helping.
George
greatest title ever. The Juice
no, there's
is
a motorcycle loose. Movie George Romero did. What is it called?
A motorcycle movie?
Yes.
Not Easy Rider.
It wasn't Easy Rider. I swear Jack Nicholson's in it.
Jack Nicholson's in
maybe not. I don't know, but he definitely did it. It wasn't a zombie movie, but yes, he's done other than zombie movies.
Whatever.
O.J. Simpson documentary.
I'm just shocked you
it.
Picked Terrence. You wanted him off the list in the first
I
place.
I did, but hey.
All right, so next one was between the Roger Corman and David Lynch.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Lynch won.
Again?
Brian Kluger and Adam Conway picked Corman. Everybody else picked David Lynch.
And I was on the – you remember because we
Corman's
had this battle.
Work. He did like 10,000
That
movies.
Was our battle, but though. Who has more impact? Lynch. Like
he
when
was
you
great
think,
on Louis C.K. But when you think of Lynch, you think of Twin Peaks. You don't really think of his movies.
What?
You think of
– are you
movies.
Mulholland Drive? Are you high?
Whatever.
I think of Mulholland Drive. There's a lot of
I think of Blue Velvet,
man.
But, you know,
Roger Corman is like the father of the B movie.
Blue Velvet.
And
I know, but that's like two.
How many years you see getting chopped off?
Corman's like thousand movies.
Roger Corman.
Can you name me a Roger Corman movie?
Little Shop of Horrors. The original one, Jack Nicholson, which was made on a bet that he couldn't make a movie in a day, and he made Little Shop of Horrors.
With Jack Nicholson,
I think Jack Nicholson's in all these movies he keeps talking about.
I know.
Jack Nicholson's in them. It's got to be. It's his tattoo right here. Jack Nicholson's in it.
All right, so we got Lynch. All right, the next one was a very difficult one. We had John Carpenter and Kevin Smith. We all picked John Carpenter, except for Wade in Wichita, who picked Kevin Smith.
How can you
He's not with us today, but he must love Kevin Smith.
I'll give an argument for
Kevin Smith. I do. That was a hard
Carpenter's one. Had some films that have
Kevin
sucked
Smith
ass.
Is the indie.
Was the indie film guy.
But he brought in
Carpenter's
early
work is definitely way better than his late
work. Everything after Chasing Amy.
Escape from L.A.?
I love Dogma's awesome.
What's the one he most recently did?
Vampires?
Red?
But Dogma was...
Kevin Smith.
The Red State, which is awesome.
Red State was incredible.
Yeah. And that, it wasn't like a Kevin Smith.
I love Coach, too.
I feel like Dogma, he's kind of sold out. It wasn't really indie.
Clerks 2 was awesome. Yeah. Kevin Smith makes great movies, but when you compare him to Carpenter stuff, I just
feel
Carpenter...
Carpenter has the Coppola...
No, he didn't write
Doesn't he have the Coppola effect where he...
Well, this is
iconic
director,
and then
not
that's it's true. Yes, Carpenter's not
he's still
anything
directed
good.
Combat. Yeah, well, the last thing good that Carpenter did was Big Trouble in China.
Yeah, and that I mean that was a while ago.
Yeah,
Kurt Russell's hair can tell you all.
He
about
was
it.
King of the '80s. So
isn't he making Escape from New York?
Oh joy,
the reboot.
I would hope so.
Is Kurt Russell still alive?
Yes,
did
he is.
Finally
he is still
killed
awesome
by Golden.
I miss Kurt Russell. Where has he been?
Underneath
Death Proof
Goldie
style.
On.
All right, so our next one was between... Oh, who was our next one? Was it?
He was quality in
Denver. Huh? You got right here.
What do you can't read?
Yeah, no, it was Mel Brooks, who was...
No, it wasn't. It was Cronenberg, David Cronenberg and the Fairley
Brothers. Oh, no, that's right, that's right. That's right, I misread. Okay, it was between the Fairley Brothers and David Cronenberg.
And it's apples and oranges. That's a really tough decision.
It is, because one's a comedy director who's
so
responsible for There's Something About Mary and Me, Myself, and Irene, and then there's... David Cronenberg, who is a crazy director, didn't
super crazy. He loves books.
So
he sure does,
and he loves male nudity.
David Cronenberg won this. Andrew Conway and Wade Davis voted for the Farrelly Brothers. Everybody else voted for David Cronenberg. Why Farrelly Brothers?
Well, the Farrelly Brothers, to me, they're just quintessential comedians, and they're the reason why Jim Carrey is where he, I guess.
I would tap the brake, and Living Color helped him out a little bit.
Yeah, but Dumb and Dumber was what put him on the map, for sure.
They helped improve the R-rated comedy, you know,
pretty
successful, and led the way for Judd Apatow.
Led the way for all the
greatest cum joke ever.
Yeah.
that's about it, though. Cronenberg, sorry. Cooler director.
All right.
That stopped everybody.
Richard Pryor is hilarious.
That Richard Pryor is hilarious.
The Farrelly Brothers, yes, they took their genre of filmmaking and brought it to the forefront for sure. But you know, it definitely was a tough pick.
Cronenberg, for me, he you know did a lot of weird stuff in the '80s, but then he did History of Violence and Eastern Promises. Those two movies were phenomenal.
He was able to reinvent himself, but still stay
true to himself.
Which how many directors can do that, or even think to do that? History of Violence is a great example of that.
Yeah, and
that movie easily could not have been a Cronenberg.
That's one
film.
Place where the Farrelly Brothers, I feel, fell short because
Long
they became too. They got too commercial. Their most recent movies have not held up the way Cronenberg has stayed pretty steady. But I just feel like the Farrelly Brothers, right out the gate, though,
they're telling the same jokes over and over. Even though for a while there, they did get inventive with the characters,
Dumb
and Dumber was
stuck on you.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of interesting things. That wasn't as bad as people give it. People give that movie shit.
Kingpin was great.
Yeah. Kingpin was genius.
Yeah.
But
I have the copy right here, too.
I think the reason why I voted for Cronenberg was History of Violence.
Yeah.
Because that movie shocked me when I first saw it. I was like, this isn't Cronenberg,
why
but
you guys
it is.
The bathhouse fight. A lot of people listening aren't going to know who that is, really.
The bathhouse fight in Eastern Promises.
Oh, brutal.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was brutal. Awesome.
And it had a lot of your favorite guys.
And these are just...
It's all Adam and Gotti talk about.
I mean, Viggo's maybe his best performance is outside
Viggo.
Of Lord. He's genius.
I was insane. Yes.
That's probably what got him Lord of the Rings, right? I think it was History of Violence. They saw
no,
Lord of the Rings came before.
Before.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings before.
Yeah, he got it right before. It was like the year before.
99. And then it came out in 2000.
Because you remember it took them forever to film because they shot them all together. But
15
it was,
months, yeah.
So, I mean, that was right before. Because he just wrapped it and then went to Cronenberg. I think it was his next film. And then he made Hidalgo.
All right.
Let's not talk about that.
Why'd you talk about that?
The next one was between Mel Brooks and Joss Whedon. Across the board, all six people picked Mel Brooks.
And that's sad because Whedon is great, but how do you compare it to the greatest
director
of all
time? Well, it's Mel Brooks, but
time.
Then you think, okay, Joss Whedon created Buffy, he created
Lost. Yeah, but he's successful in the TV world.
Yes.
He's just coming into the
it
movie
was
world.
Mel Brooks versus somebody
and he's
else.
Had a great success with Avengers, but you know he's not proven himself. Mel Brooks has proven himself time and time again.
And you want to throw in another loop about Mel Brooks. His actual company where he didn't put his name on the production company and they made quality films, none of those are comedic. He's able to get into the non-comedic things without his name.
And what's the name of his production?
Let's not talk about it because he doesn't want to talk about it, so we'll keep it quiet.
Okay.
I don't think they made a movie in a while. But I definitely think Mel Brooks way over Whedon.
Yeah.
I agree. It's that. All right. Next one is between J.J. Abrams and Buster Keaton.
Oh.
Very difficult. We have one person for Buster Keaton, which was Adam Conway. Everybody else picked J.J. Abrams. Why Buster Keaton?
Because he was just he did a lot of silent films, like 30,
yeah.
40 of them. And he just knew how to do – he had comedic timing down to a T. And he was able to do – he did all of his own stunts. You know, it was like a time before, they had anyone doing anything. So he wore all hats and did every aspect of those movies. And they hold up. If you watch The General, some of the stuff he does with the train.
But did he have any lens flares?
No, he did not.
No lens flares.
Exactly. No lens flares.
No lens flares.
I have an old friend named Ben Keeney who is a Buster Keaton.
Bikini?
Yes, a Buster Keaton file and just loves him. I bet you if he was in on this list, he would have made...
It was tough to say Abrams.
I love J.J.
But Abrams, man,
he's got so much potential, and the fact that he's...
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Yes,
Star Trek, Star Wars. Coming out.
Yeah,
I just feel
insane.
And I love Super 8.
Buster Keaton definitely was a founder of cinema.
Closest to Spielberg ever.
And we probably wouldn't be where we are if we didn't have Buster Keaton.
Yeah, and I mean, I liked his Mission Impossible 3. He directed that. And now, although he didn't direct Cloverfield, he had a heavy hand in producing that.
Yeah.
And just
I still like that.
Is that Reeves?
Yeah, it was Matt Reeves.
Was it? That's he's definitely one of the best modern directors working in the business today.
Drew Goddard?
No, Reeves did Cloverfield, didn't he? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But
Abrams,
yes. J.J. Abrams definitely deserves to move on to the second round.
Yeah, I agree. All right, the next one is between Guillermo del Toro and Tobe Hooper, which across the board, everybody picked
Tobe
del Toro.
Oh.
Or Tobe Hooper. I mean, if Tobe Hooper directs...
One good movie.
Texas Chainsaw.
Oh.
Poltergeist. Okay, so
that's a tough battle. Though.
So Poltergeist.
Spider-Man. Oh.
Tobe Hooper did direct Poltergeist, but Spielberg produced it. And Spielberg, I would imagine, took over a lot of Poltergeist.
I think he did. You could tell.
He was great in it.
Remember the sink scene is ridiculous in Poltergeist.
Oh, that's so creepy when he tears off his face. There's a lot of creepy scenes in it. But yeah, Hooper is an easy... He's made some good
creepy
movies,
bitch.
But he's also made a really lot of bad, bad movies.
Yeah,
but
he has.
Guillermo's done so many fun ways of reinventing his genre.
You watch
Pan's Labyrinth was... The most unique way of doing fantasy, maybe
he did
ever.
Chronos, Devil's
Backbone,
Hellboy 1 and 2, Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Devil's Backbone, I still get chills every moment of that film.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I see it, I'll get chills.
Which just came out on Criterion Collection.
If you have not seen that film, you are not a film person. You need to see it.
It's really good. The final one in our genre category was between the Abrahams brothers and Sam Raimi, which across the board, Sam Raimi won.
And even though he made that fucking Spider-Man 3, what?
Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
That was it.
But Sam Raimi is responsible for
Evil
Dead 2, Army of Darkness.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
Darkman.
Hercules and Xenon television, if you're...
So,
it's not like the Abraham brothers haven't done a lot of great.
I love
Airplane series.
Abraham's brothers did Airplane. They did. Oh, that's very responsible. For.
I'm changing
Top
my
Secret.
Vote.
Top Secret.
Naked Gun.
Yeah,
we talked
Naked Gun
Abraham
series.
Brothers.
So great.
Yes.
Yeah, the Naked Gun series.
It's
because
it's like apples and oranges for these. It's like sci-fi versus comedy.
It was a difficult one. So the genre category, we have Romero, Lynch, Carpenter, Cronenberg, Mel Brooks, J.J. Abrams, Guillermo del Toro, and Sam Raimi. Mark those down.
Moving on to the second round.
That's the weakest category, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's scary. All right,
so we're going to move on to our modern category, which modern filmmakers. And the first one up was between Quentin Tarantino and Richard Donner.
Definitely
where we had...
Decision.
Am I the only idiot?
Gotti Elkon and Adam Conway with Richard Donner.
Respect.
The rest of us...
Superman! He did the original Superman.
Yeah, part one and two.
So awesome. I love Quentin. There's no doubt Quentin is a movie fanatic.
Did Donner do Lethal Weapon?
Yes.
Yes.
He did all
Richard
Lethal
Donner
Weapons.
Is the most underrated director of all time.
He's great.
His name does not get much love. Even though he has such a classic name.
But you're comparing to Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown.
Lethal Weapon?
Django?
He invented the fucking buddy
Goonies.
Cop.
Goonies.
Riggs! Seriously. Oh.
He gave us Danny Glover.
But Tarantino changed, like, it was a milestone in filmmaking when Tarantino entered the
He did
scene,
bring back
Donner.
The three-hour film for sure. How about that? I'll give Tarantino that.
It's a hard one.
It's totally.
That's a
that was definitely
Donner
hard.
But Tarantino won.
Tarantino won. 4-2.
Change my vote.
All right.
Technically, it's 2-2 plus the other two.
Going to Donner. 3-3.
The next,
greatness, isn't he?
The next battle is between Paul Thomas Anderson, P.T. Anderson, and Barry Levinson, to which Mark Chaffardini from Go See Talk picked Levinson. Everybody else picked P.T. Anderson.
And it was hard.
I wish Chaffardini was here today to talk about why Barry Levinson.
Rain Man alone makes the argument almost for
Levinson. Was so hard not to
Well, Levinson was Rain Man. He was Men in Black.
Yeah.
What else was he in? He directed
Big Trouble.
But
he is the greatest Baltimore director of all time.
But P.T. Anderson, you have There Will Be Blood. You have Boogie Nights. You have
that's the problem. Boogie Nights.
Punch Drunk Love. You
Boogie
have
Nights put him over the edge.
Hard Eight.
Hard
Eight is so underrated.
Yeah, I do not like P.T. Anderson per se, but
not Snake Eyes.
His body of work definitely speaks for
himself. Yeah, not bullshit like
don't,
that.
Don't. Don't confuse P.T. Anderson with Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yeah, that's too
much better
really
director. Definitely much better director. Paul
oh,
W.
I thought
S.
that
Anderson.
Was who we were talking.
No,
about.
No, asshole. I mean, there will be blood.
Idiot.
Is what put it.
I
on.
Love Dungeons and Dragons and the 8 Resident Evil movies that he's done.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah,
best movie role ever. Boogie Nights.
What was P.T. Anderson's last movie? It was the Scientology one.
Master.
That was great.
Man.
Great movie. You didn't like it?
Yeah.
Well acted. You have to give it that
yeah.
much. Well acted.
All right. Our next battle was between David Fincher and both Ivan and Jason
it's
Reitman.
It's just Reitman. It's like, what's your favorite?
I was the only person who picked the Reitmans. You combine both Reitmans, you get a lot of stuff. You get Ghostbusters. Thank You for Smoking. Up in the Air, come on.
It's like,
Juno?
It's like, yeah.
Juno.
That's
I'm
the
sorry,
Reitmans.
Fincher's Ghostbusters
balls.
Is up
like,
there.
What's your favorite color,
I love
black
Fincher.
Or white? This is such, that
but
was
David
a hard,
Fincher.
Like Fight Club blows up. Fight
Club.
Anything they did.
Yeah.
Social Network.
Fight Club's incredible.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Up yes, Curious Case of Benjamin Button. You've got Panic Room. You've got
Panic Room. Don't
great film.
No, horrible.
It's a genius concept.
Jodie Foster once again.
Forrest Whitaker.
Really?
She was good in that. She played like a 13-year-old girl.
Dreadlocks.
It was okay. It was
yeah.
a little weird. It was okay. Forrest Whitaker. Loved it. Whatever. Get over it.
Yeah.
All right.
Forrest Whitaker. Really.
So yeah,
but who won that?
Fincher won. Adam was the only one to do the Reitmans.
I was
the only one to do the Reitmans. You've been voted
for Fincher. I
voted for Fincher.
I didn't know he did the Panic Room. I probably would have changed my vote.
Ghostbusters, come on.
Ghostbusters is tough, man. It's a good one.
Stripes.
Help.
Stripes, he did, yeah, the Stripes.
Up in Air.
It
was a great movie. It's a great movie.
Thank you
for but I think Fincher
wins. These are definitely
this.
Tough.
I mean,
tough
where are the Coen brothers? That's what I want to
know. Fincher did Alien 3 because we talked about Aliens earlier in the podcast.
And
but he did Alien 3.
Do we have a wild card pick?
Yes.
All
right.
Did the Coen brothers come in the 8th round and win?
All right. Our next battle is between Darren Aronofsky and Woody Allen.
Oh, my
we
God.
We have Gotti and we have Mark Chaffardini picking Aronofsky. Everybody else picked Woody Allen.
As a Jew, it was the most difficult decision of my life.
Yeah.
And I almost had to call my rabbi and say sorry.
I'm there with you, man.
But
I'm there with you.
The thing with Aronofsky is he's made films that If you read the script,
like the
he's made, you would never have decided that was going to be good on screen.
Aronofsky,
and it was. He's made four films.
Leon's made a great film. The Fountain is a great film. Woody Allen has made some films that should never
oh,
be
yeah.
shown.
Melinda
and he fucking knows it. But he makes a film every year.
The thing that the two between the two of them, yes, they both make great films, but Woody Allen is still making and creating original content every
Darren
year.
Darren Aronofsky's
like
building
this is
Noah's Ark, y'all.
Blue Jasmine.
Not
building
exactly an original.
Blue Jasmine did make me think.
Yeah.
It was that made me
Midnight
think.
In Paris.
The first time he's did.
Have you seen Evan Almighty? Noah's Ark's been done. Sorry.
It's true.
Tap that effing break. Poor Steve Carell.
But Aronofsky, he did Pi, right?
Yes.
He did Pi.
He did.
The Wrestler was actually.
If you look at Pi,
Requiem
for a Dream.
Requiem
for a Dream. There are shots in there no one's
had
the guts to
do. And he did Black Swan.
Black Swan, yeah.
And you know what? He's quality.
I agree, he's quality.
We love
Woody
him,
Allen,
but not
it's
enough.
Like Annie Hall. You've got Crime and Misdemeanors.
Manhattan.
You've got Manhattan.
Midnight in Paris.
Kind of,
and I can also say
even
movies that suck balls of his, too. It's
Scoop.
Which one is... I love
Melinda
Scoop.
Melinda.
I love Scoop. Man.
Terrible.
I love Scoop.
Something with her in it. Hannah and her sister.
Melinda Melinda's actually the only movie I've ever walked out of.
Minus Annie Hall.
Whatever
half works. Of those same exactly
Larry
the
Game.
Same.
No way.
Half
yeah.
of those
what
films are the same.
Matchpoint and Murder and Crimes and Misdemeanors are the exact same movie. Except for ones unattested.
I mean, I get Annie Hall is iconic. It's
Manhattan.
It's a performance
but
just
so
like
Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay, but Aronofsky's got three films too.
What about Everything You Knew About Sex without something?
Having to ask, what, yeah,
yeah,
that was a good one. I like that.
It's the same.
Woody
Allen's
awesome.
Though.
Zelig's amazing.
The Fountain, come on,
like
it's
you
just
know,
the Fountain.
I like
the Fountain a lot.
What was with the tree?
Yeah. I wish Chaperdini was here, man. So
tree of life, asshole.
Over the tree.
Tree of life, y'all.
All right, the next one in is between Penny Marshall and Spike Lee. We have
yes.
Chaperdini from Go See Talk and Wade Davis from Wichita. Both pick Spike Lee. All us four here pick Penny Marshall.
Because I'm big.
Renaissance
League of their
man,
own.
A big. League of their own.
There's no crying in baseball.
You know why Spike didn't win it? Because Spike hasn't made a good film in a while.
That, and I think his
Penny Marshall,
25th
album. Penny Marshall really hasn't either.
She's retired, essentially.
Yeah, so, but, so that's not a good argument. If
I know, but...
using the...
I like Spike. Red Hook Summer was really good.
Red Hot
For
Summer?
The eight of
Red
us
Summer.
That saw it, sadly.
Wet Hot American Summer?
Was... No.
I wish it was that.
It's a great performance by The Wire Man.
A Can of Vegetables, yeah.
Penny Marshall gets a lot of street credit because she pretty much made Tom Hanks... what he is.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't be Tom Hanks without him.
It would not be
big,
Tom Hanks without Big
so
and without...
And he was also in League of Their Own. He
yeah,
played
Own.
Jimmy
he
Dugan.
Exactly.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. He's
yeah.
great. And she, Renaissance Man with... it's
a
great Shakespeare story with
DeVito.
He's so good at it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the young actors all became kind of somewhat...
exactly.
You need to put her in right field.
Yeah. John Hodges is great.
All right, so the next one...
I'm going to do some night games.
The next one goes without saying. We have Catherine, is it Bigelow or
Bigelow?
Bigelow.
It's Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow.
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 Okay, whatever.
Against Steven Spielberg.
We'll
it goes
out,
without
there's
saying
no
we all.
No one voted for her, right?
We
no.
all picked Bigelow.
Oh, you absolutely.
No, it's all Spielberg all the way. How can you not? Bigelow, Bigelow,
Bigelow.
Catherine.
She has such a good body work.
She does.
Not,
body.
Not
Point Break's amazing.
Well, she did Point Break.
Yeah. Strange Days.
She won the Academy
Award. New Dark, which is awesome. No
yeah, with
she dated James
Pax for a while.
Best
with Bill Paxton.
And Lance Henriksen.
Were they married?
It's Spielberg.
She actually married. She was married to James Cameron, right?
But
great.
She also yeah. won the Academy
so
Award
was
for
Hurt Locker.
For Hurt Locker. And she just did 0 to 30. But then you have Spielberg, who really...
So Jurassic Park.
But he's falling
E.T.
off. I feel like
Close
he's
Encounters.
Falling off. Like she's still
his
staying
movies
steady,
are
that was the problem.
Bad. I think Spielberg
didn't Lincoln just win, you know, a couple
yeah.
of awards here or there.
It
I mean,
did.
I didn't like Lincoln.
Like, Zero Dark 30 kind of
did. War Horse wasn't great.
Didn't like War Horse.
And I think And I think Hook was one of his worst movies too.
I love
what?
It.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
AI was actually the
worst. Post as a pirate.
AI was amazing. AI
was
really good.
No, what are you talking
AI
about?
Was
AI
terrible.
Was a bad movie. That was Kubrick. Kubrick could have turned that into fucking greatness.
If he
Spielberg pussied
it
out.
But Kubrick and Spielberg, right before he died, they both went back and forth of who's
oh,
to produce.
Oh,
exactly.
Director. Kubrick should have directed
it. The problem
it,
with that movie
period.
Is you could see what parts
Kubrick would have taken to an all another level.
What parts were Spielberg.
But
there were parts of the movie that were definitely Spielberg.
Before he died,
everything
they
with a little
had,
boy.
they had meetings, and Kubrick said, I want Spielberg to direct it. And Spielberg's like, no, I want you to direct it. And they went back and forth, and then when he died...
All I'm going to say, Kubrick would have done
Kubrick's
better.
Kubrick's wife went on the press and said, like, Spielberg's going to take over and do this for Stanley. I mean, Spielberg's like, oh, yes, I am. You know,
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Spielberg's the most influential director
of our
time.
You should watch AI again. It's really good.
Yes, Jurassic Park.
You got Jurassic Park.
Movies.
You've got
Schindler's List.
He won the Academy Award for that. You got E.T.
But that's not one
you've got
watch
Jaws.
Over and over again, unfortunately.
You got Jaws.
Yeah,
you got
you
Close
have
Encounters
to see
of the
it.
Third Kind. You've got War of the Worlds, which was actually
E.T. Yeah, there's so many. Yeah, Steven Spielberg definitely.
1942.
Definitely deserves to move on. Captain Beachlew has so many good movies.
But yeah, Spielberg's moving on. Okay, our next one. So since we have six people that took part in this, there are three tiebreakers. The next one is a tiebreaker, and that is between David O. Russell and James Cameron. Three of us voted for O. Russell.
James Cameron.
Three of us voted for O. Russell, David O. Russell. Three of us voted for James Cameron. Now, I think we all know who James Cameron is. Terminator, Aliens, Avatar, True Lies. But
Titanic
should be number one.
Yeah, that's what he's known for.
I have a poster in my car that will prove
Well, the top two movies are pretty much Titanic and Avatar.
Just because you make $1 billion doesn't mean you're a good
great.
Titanic's the most memorable movie of the last...
I'm talking about Avatar.
Oh.
But James Cameron's a big advocate for furthering...
It wasn't an original story, though.
I see you.
Titanic wasn't an original story.
Fuck off. No, it wasn't.
But Avatar was Pocahontas. Someone actually did the...
Oh, no, I agree. I'm not even bring up that
Ferngully.
And Dances with Wolves.
Ferngully was amazing.
James Cameron has always been for the advancement of filmmaking. He's constantly finding new ways, new
for
special
sure.
effects, new cameras. But then there's David
O.
Russell.
He also doesn't know how to write a script, and that's where David O. Russell has a beat.
He's
Abyss
making three more Avatar movies. Come on.
Yeah, but say let everybody know what David O. Russell's directed.
Well, Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook.
The
Fighter.
Oh, so good.
We Three Kings.
We Three Kings.
I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, very underrated film.
So since there's three
Spanky
of us.
Monkey, is that
so.
In the very beginning, yeah, with
myself, Brian Kluger, Adam Conway, and Wade Davis all voted for Cameron. Gotti, Andrew, and Schiaffardini all voted
Adam
for Russell. Cameron,
that shit.
There, right there,
it's
Cameron.
No, I'm picking.
Is that the deciding factor? Are you switching?
Pick up switching? Yeah.
David O. Russell with the win.
Oh, he talked himself out of his own pick.
I think it was
that was way too easy.
It was because of Titanic I put him on there. Or no, Aliens. That's what it was.
It was Aliens?
Yeah.
So are you changing your vote, though?
I like matching. That's really Scott. So yeah, I'm changing my vote to Russell.
Look at that.
All right. So there you have it.
Sideway winners.
Live on the podcast, we have a winner, David O. Russell. So mark your things down. Okay, the next one.
Sorry, James Cameron.
The next one, next battle, the last battle of the modern filmmakers, was between Martin Scorsese and Wes Anderson, which Andrew Conway was the only one to pick Wes Anderson. Everybody else picked Scorsese.
Are you fucking retarded?
No, what?
I'm sorry. That's retarded.
It's an opinion.
Adam. Scorsese.
No, he picked it.
Adam.
Andrew picked it.
Hey, I picked it.
Adam.
Are you retarded? What has Scorsese done? What has he done?
The same movie 10 times. That's what he's done.
Seriously.
Okay. First off.
What?
Wait a second. It's an opinion, but Wes Anderson has done quality work, and he's one of the directors that has not fallen down.
Exactly.
I love Wes Anderson.
Are you saying Scorsese fell down? The Departed wasn't fucking awesome?
No.
That was 10 years ago.
No,
it was not 10 years ago.
It's a difficult
it's
matchup.
It's difficult, and that's why I was tough for me.
Hold on, let him explain why he picked it. Why he picked Wes Anderson.
I just the storytelling and the writing and all the little
minutiae detail
that Wes Anderson puts in these movies.
Other than Bottle Rocket, every story is the exact same.
I disagree.
All the characters are the exact
too.
Same.
Russ Ford takes place in a high school.
But the thing
oh,
is,
I'm sorry.
The thing is, what's a Wes Anderson movie?
Are their characters
people
not the
know
same?
Exact, if you show someone a Wes Anderson movie, people are
going
to
know
exactly.
Wouldn't
that
argument with Scorsese? You could show him Taxi Driver and say, that's fucking Scorsese.
Remember De Niro.
There's fucking De Niro.
De Niro himself.
His movies are so different, though. He doesn't have a singular voice.
There's nobody that dresses up for Halloween or iconic in a Scorsese movie. Maybe Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver, but Wes Anderson movies, it's iconic characters.
All the time.
Yeah, it's
you voted because kids dress up.
No,
during
but I'm
Halloween.
Saying I get where he's coming from because this was difficult for me to choose.
Scorsese's made at least five films that are must see films for any person that likes.
So is Wes Anderson though.
Whoa, I would tap the brake on that. He's made maybe three: Rushmore, Bottle Rocket. Are the only two ones I'd put in that level.
Life Aquatic?
is not on that level.
Absolutely.
Rushmore. Royal Tenenbaums?
Okay, Royal Tenenbaums over Life Aquatic. Life Aquatic's not those three. It has
some
flaws.
I like Darjeeling Limited also.
How? That's his worst one.
No, Darjeeling is amazing. The Fox movie, The Incredible Mr. Fox,
that's,
is great.
That's one of his better ones. I give him that's great. It's the only... You know what? Hugo? Hugo blows it out the water, though. You tell me Hugo was a retelling of
what about
the story of film.
Shutter Island was a good Scorsese.
He was doing a book, first of all.
Right.
So the book's fault for having a shitty concept.
The funny thing is, I was actually one of the... Probably only people that
really,
I hated Hugo. I hated it.
I enjoyed it.
It's a great film.
I enjoyed it.
I'm excited
about
what Wolf of Wall Street, though.
That's going to be good, but...
I did not enjoy
it. I get it.
I just...
All.
I think any...
But...
He created De Niro, period.
Yeah.
And if
I
you create
that
De Niro...
Wes Anderson should have a voice, and I am his voice.
There
it's
you
a
go.
Good voice, and there's no doubt
thank
Wes
you,
Anderson is
you.
A quality director, and in 10 years,
I've
we can
redo
this argument. But if you looked at them two right now,
Taxi
he
Driver
still needs another
right
5
now,
film.
Okay,
Taxi Driver, Raging Bull,
Mark Scorsese,
Casino.
Unfortunately, he's going down. He's
yeah,
going down.
You got it right.
Is he? You don't think the Wolf's movie is going to come out and
it's
fucking be incredible?
It's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be great. I think he's going to be right back where he is.
I'm skeptical. Because, you know, it's a transition.
Plus, he's
period,
been
sure.
in the forefront of the preservation of
film
itself. 35mm.
I feel he was actually in the wrong category, too, because I don't
every year's eyebrows
can consider Mark Scorsese
so.
A modern filmmaker. But that's an argument
that's
for another
that's an interesting
another
argument.
Day.
Wes Anderson, though, is he modern or is he kind
he's
of a throwback
modern, no,
to...
He's modern, man.
He's definitely
his
modern.
Don't seem like they could be kind of 70s quirky.
Nope, he's
like
modern.
Like Technicolor?
I think so. I think he's quirky enough.
Maybe put in the genre of filmmaking. He's got a certain specific genre because the way it feels, but I still think modern's the way to go because there's no one doing what he's doing in the business.
He's definitely one in a million.
He's definitely an auteur. In
it doesn't make him better than Scorsese, who gave us the
I voted for Scorsese.
And
that
unfortunately,
was, it's
I,
a great
I
battle,
out,
though, because they're so opposite.
You're right. Unfortunately, I was outvoted, and Scorsese's moving.
Yeah, Scorsese. So that's...
Wes Anderson could win in
that is for
five
our modern
years,
our modern region. It's Tarantino, P.T. Anderson, David Fincher, Woody Allen, Penny Marshall, Steven Spielberg, David O. Russell, and an Adam. Let that happen. And Martin Scorsese. Now we're going to move on.
James fucking Cameron. I voted for that guy.
Now we're going to move on to our foreign filmmakers.
This is so hard.
Foreign filmmakers. So
you could have pronounced half of them.
The first one is Pedro Almodóvar and Dario Argento, which Argento beat out.
Almodóvar.
It's fucking A-L-M-O-D-O-V-A-R.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Almodóvar.
Argento won, the Italian horror director.
Who voted for Pedro? This Jewish boy right here.
Andrew and you.
Damn right, Andrew.
So I think Argento wins Suspiria.
Why?
Suspiria.
It's the zombie fighting a shark, that's all.
I'm sorry, Pedro's done. He gave us Antonio Banderas, he gave us Penelope Cruz, he gave us
Gael,
the Spanish,
Garcia,
thank you, and Diego. He gave us the entire Mexican filmmaking revolution that happened right after him. It was only because of him.
And Almodóvar has a movie out right now, which you can see.
It's hilarious.
I'm so excited.
That's and everyone should be.
I'm so excited.
I agree with you. Argento, for horror, he's unique because he's... There's a lot of weirdness in his fucking movies.
Deep Red.
I mean, there's something wrong in his damn head.
Argento's awesome.
But Pedro, man, revolutionary.
He definitely is.
So was Argento.
The way for Guillermo.
There wouldn't be a whole slew of directors if it wasn't
the
for
crossover
Pedro.
It happened because of him.
He was the first one to get to an American audience, and the Americans go, oh, shit, this dude knows what he's talking about. And, you know, I can't. He does a love story better than Nicholas Sparks. He can go suck it
as far as
Pedro is concerned.
I feel like
Pedro knows art.
Was he at Amores Perros or was he Habla Con Ella? Which one was
the last one?
He definitely, yeah.
Amores Perros was the team of
he definitely
Arriaga,
made Penelope Cruz a star. I feel, you know.
He
she,
gave us one of the
she
hottest
definitely
women.
Gave us one of the hottest women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Our next battle.
Only one to get her naked in a film, by the way.
Javier
Bardem.
Our next battle is. Roman Polanski.
It's kind of older.
Next battle is Roman Polanski versus Luc Besson. Gotti and Brian, the two Jews, voted for Polanski. Everybody else voted for
you're
Besson.
You're fucking nuts.
So Besson won.
Luc Besson!
No way!
Professional movie. Fifth Element.
Yep.
Fifth elements.
Oh,
he's making Gary Oldman the quintessential villain of our time, on top of Bram Stoker's Dracula and other things. But you gotta love it. You gotta love his face.
I like Luc Besson, but Polanski, man.
It's too heavy. Polanski's a little
Rosemary's Baby
for
has
he's too
six scenes that are better than anything Luke's ever
the
done.
The piano?
Minus the professional.
The pianist.
The pianist.
The pianist
was Polanski. Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what else, though? Give me another one. What's another Polanski?
What was the one he did with Ewan McGregor?
Exactly.
The Rider. Great film.
Ghost Rider?
Yes.
I
great
love Ghost
film.
Rider. I love
great
Ghost
film.
That is a great film.
And that's
film.
A new one.
That was a newer one. You are correct, but, you know, that's when he was, you know...
It was tough, but
he didn't make that in America, unfortunately.
Yes,
Besson's this close to being
one.
Fucking like borderline shitty director, though.
He,
like,
he
if
is.
He makes two changes
right now, he is definitely moving on. But I feel like you're right; like he is definitely on the downslope. Unfortunately,
yeah,
he's got to pick it back up, or otherwise, he might not make it past.
He'll end up MCG or whatever that fucker's name was.
All right,
McG.
All right, we got to hurry up. This is going too long. But yeah, Matthew Vaughn versus Werner Herzog. Myself and Adam Conway voted for Werner Herzog. Everybody else voted for Matthew Vaughn.
Body of work alone gives Herzog a lot of credit.
Yeah,
but Matthew Vaughn is flawless. He hasn't made a bad film. Period.
Neither has Herzog.
Yes, he has.
Name one.
I can't because half his films are fucking in languages I can't. So it just
Burden of Dreams for Herzog, Grizzly Man,
Rescue Dawn,
all of Guy Ritchie's career, the redoing of X-Men, which is better
Matthew
than anything
Vaughn
else.
Did have a heavy hand in
Layer
Snatch
Cake, one of the best
Layer
modern
Cake, yes.
Gangster films ever done.
Definitely, I think Adam even said that too, and so it's weird that he didn't vote for him.
Matthew Vaughn. Is,
I like Matthew Vaughn a lot, but
Kick Ass. We just saw his film,
Kick
Ass, which.
He produced.
Has more ball. No, the first one was him.
First one was
him. And that had more one. Balls than any other movie I've seen.
Yeah. Well,
Vaughn won.
Matthew Damn Vaughn won. All right, the next one is between Ridley Scott and Hayao Miyazaki.
Miyazaki.
Chaffardini voted for Miyazaki.
Because he loves anime.
Anime.
Fuck
if
you.
Everybody else
this
voted
close
for
to voting
hard,
for him.
Hard,
his films are incredible.
Hard. That was a difficult one.
I love Miyazaki, too.
Miyazaki directed
Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, Howl's Moving Castle.
Castle in the Sky.
Princess Mononoke.
Spirited Away, which won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
But then you have Ridley Scott.
Yeah, there's no question.
There's no question. Alien.
Yes. Even though he made Prometheus, we're still...
I like Prometheus.
Legend.
Thelma Louise. That's Ridley.
He's definitely one of those directors we're gonna have to take a look at.
And if you think Ridley shouldn't belong in the foreign category,
he's still
bitter,
you fucker. Ridley's great.
Black Hawk Down.
Ridley's good. All right, the next one, which surprised me, was between Peter Jackson and Jean-Pierre Jeunet.
Jeunet won, right?
No, Peter Jackson won. The only people that voted
for
Jeunet.
No, you voted for Jeunet.
I'm the only one that.
No, you and I.
Jeunet?
No, you and I.
I love Jeunet too.
What has Peter Jackson done other than Lord of the Rings?
Brian Kluger,
his
and Guy Yalkin
was not
voted
good.
For Jeunet. Peter Jackson, everybody else.
You have a giant poster of King Kong. What did you think of his version?
I liked it.
It was vomit.
I liked it.
Jack Black's greatest roles.
Oh my God.
I liked it. I liked
That's a joke.
It was
I know
beauty
it has to be.
That killed
I liked
the
1933
beast.
Version better. But Jeunet directed Amelie.
I love Amelie.
He directed City of Lost Children.
Delicatessen.
Oh, creepy.
See, that's the problem. It's
and
like,
then
Annie 4. He didn't have enough body of work.
Micmacs?
Micmacs, yes.
Micmacs alone's better than anything Peter's done
and
other than
Lord. A very long engagement? Is that...
But Lord, if you take...
And the Hobbit
you
sucked
take Peter
too, by
Jackson's
the way.
Jackson's earlier work, like Meet the Feebles, Dead Alive, Bad Taste.
Frighteners.
And what was the one...
Frighteners was good.
Frighteners alone would have...
And the two girls. The two girls.
What was that? It was...
The two girls.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It was Kate
Winslet.
I'm shocked.
Movie. Yeah, Kate Winslet, yeah. It wasn't like a scary movie. It was just a...
Ugh,
it was like an indie movie. But yeah, Peter Jackson won. It's crazy to me.
Good battle.
All right, the next one is between Christopher Nolan
mm-hmm.
and Edgar Wright. I am the only one, Brian Kluger is the only one that voted for Edgar Wright. Everybody else voted for Christopher Nolan, which Gadi Elkan has a beef with Christopher Nolan.
And still voted for him.
It was hard because I don't think Edgar's made a movie that has sucked.
Why?
I think Edgar's a very good filmmaker, but
yeah,
Nolan's films have changed. That right there, that fucking movie is horrible for Nolan. But I mean, Memento alone puts him over for me. It's one of the greatest films ever done. Inception's one of my favorite films.
Insomnia is really underrated.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We got to go.
There you go.
We got 10 more minutes to get
Batman
through several
Begins
of them.
Is worth it.
So 10 more minutes. We're going to do speed round. All right. We got Danny Boyle versus Alfonso Cuarón. Everybody voted Danny Boyle except for Andrew Conway, who voted for Alfonso Cuarón. Danny Boyle has a better body of work.
Children of Men.
I agree.
That is a better movie than anything.
But
Danny
Boyle did 28 Days Later. And he did Trainspotting, Millions, he did Sunshine.
He's the only director that jumps genres.
Stanley Kubrick did that, and that's in our next one.
And unfortunately,
but yeah,
yes.
I get you. But yeah, but Boyle didn't win this.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Boyle didn't win this. Okay, our last one for the foreign is a crazy one, and it's one of our ones that we have to decide on right now because it's a six-way tie. Takashi Miike and Ang Lee. Ang Lee, of course, did Life of Pi, the gay cowboy movie.
Brokeback Mountain.
Takashi.
Ice Storm.
And then Takashi Miike brought us crazy Japanese horror movies like Audition, Ichi the Killer, various other ones. However, we have a three-way tie.
He killing named two of his movies.
No, he did that recent one, The 13 Warrior.
13 Assassins.
Which is awesome.
And he did Harry Carey, which was
He did Visitor Q, which is insanely good.
But
Ang Lee's...
And let's be honest, it's also Tarantino's most talked about director that he brings up and made him a filmmaker. Which says a lot.
Well, I didn't vote for Tarantino, I didn't vote for Miike. So.
You and I voted for Miike as well as Wade.
The only reason why I didn't vote for Ang Lee is because it's tough with all the battles of him not actually filming a damn thing. It really made me think that Miike is a guy that makes these disturbingly, like, horrific films, and he does it with old school ways. The guy doesn't have budgets. Like, I mean, he does now, but
obviously,
he didn't have budgets.
Ice Storm. That movie is really
so
good.
Okay.
That
who are we picking?
Ang Lee over Miike.
Who are we picking? Ang Lee or Takashi Miike right now?
Do Miike? No one is.
I'm
like
doing
Miike. No
what
one
y'all
is
pick?
Like him.
Well, I'm going with Ang Lee still.
You're doing Ang Lee?
Yeah, because Ang Lee's using the forefront of technology to make movies the way they are.
And Miike's not, and look what he's putting out.
Yeah.
The most gruesome shit out there. No one has the balls to do what he did in Ichi the Killer.
Ang Lee,
Ichi the Killer's in Audition.
Ang Lee is a great filmmaker. Ang Lee is a great filmmaker, and he pushes the balance for Takashi Miike.
What movie would you watch again? Audition? Or
I would watch Audition.
Ice Storm.
I would watch Audition.
That's
me though. I watched Salo.
Yes, okay. I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm switching it to Takashi.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's decided, Andrew. Takashi.
No. Sorry, my father. What the fuck?
All right, that is it.
I want to see how he does next week though, because he's facing off against your golden boy over here.
Yeah.
Danny
so for our
good luck talking them.
For our foreign category, we have Argento, Bisson, Matthew Vaughn, Ridley Scott, Peter Jackson, Christopher Nolan, Danny Boyle, and just now Takashi Miike.
Bisson, really?
All right. Now we're going to go into our dead filmmakers, which is a very difficult category, and we are on to our dead filmmakers.
Oh,
it's going to be a difficult one.
Not zombies. Just
none of these guys, none of these directors are alive.
George Romero back. Wait a minute.
So our first one, which is an insane battle in the first round, it's like two number one seeds, is Akira Kurosawa versus Stanley Kubrick.
Was I the only one that voted for Kurosawa?
No, you and Chaffardini from Ghosty Talk both voted for Kurosawa.
I mean, it's so tough because it's Kubrick.
Kubrick.
I cried a little bit after I voted. I mean, it was worse
so
than
Woody
Allen.
So why did you pick Kurosawa?
Because Kurosawa has created templates for ways to do films. Every film he's made has been remade. I've not seen a director, not every film, but like 10 of them at least.
The theme, definitely the themes are what both of them is.
It's just, it's endless. He's created the genres for so many filmmakers to steal from. Where Kubrick was inventive and great at it. But would he have ever hit, like, I hate to say this, but does he have the Kurt Cobain thing? Where if maybe he didn't die, he would end up like Scorsese.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No
like,
way.
Could he have kept
Eyes Wide
that
Shut
pace?
Is still amazing.
Even
yeah, but
Tom Cruise.
Kurosawa is just, he created templates for me. He is film school. You could just watch his films and learn how to make a film brilliantly.
No, I mean,
epic scale.
I mean,
and
Kurosawa
he was doing this in the middle with like
yeah.
nothing.
Kurosawa did Seven Samurai.
He did Seven Rashomon. Seas Rashomon, which is buried a lot.
Yeah.
Hidden Fortress, which they said was the idea for Star Wars.
Yep.
Which was to say he...
They don't say Lucas will come out and approve
that.
But see,
a lot of people, Kurosawa's influenced people. Kubrick, just like nobody would, can ever amount to Kubrick. And Kubrick is also, he's directed...
You could have said that about Coppola before he made, you know, like last 20 years or so.
But
you could have made that argument for Coppola. You could have made that argument for a few different guys. Kubrick is iconic, sad to say this, because maybe he did pass away. It's like, I really
don't
think it's
Jimi
Hendrix.
Away ahead of his time, though. He was an old guy.
Yeah, but he only made, you know, a film every fucking 5 years. He took so long with his great ideas.
Yeah. I mean, well, Kubrick post-Spartacus, everything was based
on a book. And let's talk
The
Shining. The Shining, you either love that film or you think it's utter trash.
It's so good.
It's so good, but there are plenty of people that hate that movie.
I agree.
I don't know anyone that looks at a Kurosawa movie and says, oh, that Rashomon, that, what a blowhard.
The problem is, but not a lot of people know who Kurosawa is, though. You go and ask the regular person on the street, they're going to be like, do you know who Stanley Kubrick is? They're going to be like, oh, yeah, who's Kurosawa? You name off his films, a lot of people aren't going to know who that is.
Yeah. And then some of his non-samurai films are kind of just like really, really depressing. Like,
and is that why you lean towards Kubrick? Because you had a few points
you went
Kurosawa
Kubrick.
Earlier.
I voted for Kubrick.
You did.
But I liked Kurosawa a lot. That was a really tough decision.
Yeah, but Kubrick...
I mean,
it's
innovation
a, like
versus
Danny
classic.
Boyle,
yeah.
Kubrick, each film was in a different time period and a different genre.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of the hardest...
Kurosawa gave us dynasties, man.
But also Kubrick gave us some of the best acting performances ever made.
And Kurosawa gave us some of the best fight sequences and battle sequences
like
of all time.
Yeah, Ran is amazing.
I mean, the way to shoot a big epic battle has not been redone since he did it.
And it
that says a lot.
Kurosawa was voted out in this first round. It sucks.
Unfortunately.
I'm not sad about it either. Yeah. I totally am not trying to bash on Kubrick. I'm just, that was my stickler. If he hadn't died, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Our next battle.
And in this round.
Our next battle was between director John Ford and Alfred Hitchcock, which across the board was Alfred Hitchcock.
Which is a little bit shocking.
It was hard because John Ford definitely.
And he's Western.
Was
period.
The Mr. Western.
Yeah.
He made John Wayne, so.
That's true, but Hitchcock is...
We've never had an icon like Wayne.
But you've never had an icon like Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, his face is so recognizable in just a silhouette that you know it's him. And like Psycho and Rear Window and North by Northwest and The Birds.
Yeah.
It took him a while to get to that level, though. It took him a while to figure out, is there ghosts?
No, there's bugs.
Oh, bugs.
It's Alfred Hitchcock.
It took Hitchcock a while to get it.
Stuff starts happening.
Yeah. His Hitchcock mode, though. Hitchcock wasn't an overnight success.
I know a lot of his early British stuff was actually pretty good, too, and he actually remade some of his early British stuff, like Man Who Knew Too Much.
Yeah.
Both versions are great. I wish Peter Lorre was in the James Stewart version, because that would have made it a lot better.
Yeah, so that's
Hitchcock
won.
Let's move on. Hitchcock
and
swept it.
Our third battle is
so
the final one that we have a six-way tie-in. And
such
that is
a hard decision.
And that is between David Lean and Billy Wilder.
David Lean's made like several great movies, but I chose Billy Wilder because he did Double Indemnity, Sunset Boulevard,
Marilyn Monroe.
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, he pretty much
Jack
made...
Lemmon.
Yeah.
Lemon's career wouldn't be the same.
Jack
Apartments.
Oh, The Apartments, one of the greatest.
Ace in the Hole of Kirk Douglas was phenomenal. The Seven-Year Itch.
What was the split here, Brian? Who voted
for voted for Lean, didn't I?
You and I voted for Lean as well as Chaffardini. Wade in the Conways voted for Wilder. But however, with David Lean, yes, he's made
Bridge
a lot
over
of...
Bridge River Kwai.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, not
Lawrence
only
Arabia.
That, Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago and Passage to India. Those are crazy, crazy
if
movies.
If you've ever been to a, like, any type of school, you've probably seen one of his goddamn films.
But same thing for Billy Wilder, though. He pretty much made the movie Vixen.
Freaking,
he put Audrey Hepburn on the map with Sabrina. He did everything with Marilyn Monroe.
It's the best film ever.
Alec Guinness, according, is because of David Lean.
Yeah, but Double Indemnity and Sunset Boulevard, those are iconic.
Lawrence of Arabia? I can make the same argument, though.
It's such a hard decision.
I mean, it's epic versus epic, and it's epic that are completely different.
Right.
I that's true, but To compare the Marilyn Monroe's films to Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago alone...
I would tap the brake there. There are moments in those films that are iconic.
But also David Lean...
Her skirt scene might be cute and all whatever, but everyone knows that damn moment.
That's true. But David Lean also directed Great Expectations from 1946, which is a Criterion Collection, and Oliver Twist.
So I don't know why I'm arguing with you. I voted for David Lean.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Making a fucking argument for Billy Wilder.
I love Billy Wilder.
I like David Lean.
Like I said, Billy Wilder's won 7 Oscars himself.
One of the most iconic
David Lean won one of the most British
iconic
Oscar
actresses won. Of our time. It's still an icon. Marilyn Monroe would not be who she was without Billy Wilder. Every movie he made with her, it's still today.
I didn't get small. Ridiculous.
But all I see right now when I think of film is Lawrence of Arabia on the desert. And that's David Lean. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's iconic, too.
And again, if you put a picture of Lawrence of Arabia and you put a picture of Marilyn Monroe, who are people going to know? That's the problem is he created an icon with his body of work.
I'll switch votes.
You're going to Wilder?
I'll vote Wilder.
There it is. It's Wilder. I'm sticking with Lean, but it is Wilder. Gotti decided Wilder, so it is Wilder between David Lean and Billy Wilder.
The image of Marilyn.
Such a tough decision.
Period. You're right.
Image of Marilyn, yeah.
On to the next one. Directors Robert Altman versus Jean-Luc Godard. And our winner is Altman. We had Mark Chaffardini vote for Godard. Everybody else voted for Altman. Since he's not here, we're not sure why he chose this. But Altman, why do we choose this?
Oh, no. Godard's great.
Yeah.
He is.
If you went to film school, you took any film class.
8.5,
you've seen it.
You were imprinted with Godard.
That's Fellini.
That's Fellini. Yeah.
Godard did the sound one. We don't even fucking know. Move on!
Nashville.
Great film.
Altman.
Gosford Park.
Dr. T and the Women.
The Player was awesome.
God, it's a horrible movie.
MASH.
Texas Pride.
MASH. Nashville. Fuck y'all.
Yeah,
Nashville is awesome.
Not the new TV show, but
The new... Oh, well, actually, I do kind of like the new TV show. No, it's not.
No.
That's sacrilege.
Someone slapped
McCabe and Miss Miller. McCabe and Miss Miller.
Yeah.
Gosford Park, his latest... Was that his last film?
Was it? I think
Prairie Home Companion was his last film.
2006, Gosford Park is a
one.
Another funny film.
Cookie's Fortune, he directed.
Prairie
Short
Companion.
What other thing
shortcuts.
Tanner 88.
What's her name?
Yeah, Altman's.
Yeah, he directed Popeye, too. Altman directed Popeye with Bob Williams.
The winner.
They push him over the edge for me.
Altman is one. We can't wait to hear from Mark Chaffardini and why Godard, but he lost. So the next one is a very tough category. It was between Ingmar Bergman and Jim Henson. Jim Henson did win. Chaffardini and Gotti Elkan voted for Bergman.
Y'all are all retarded.
No,
dance,
what?
Magic dance.
Jim Henson gave us the Muppets.
Yes.
He gave us Dark Crystal. He gave us Labyrinth. And Witches. Not to mention a whole genre of...
Look up
Ingmar Bergman. Scenes from a Marriage. Great movie.
Seven Seal
is one of the best movies of all time.
When you think of Jim Henson, do you think of him as a director?
Yes, I do.
Or do you think of him as a puppeteer?
He's a voice, but he was also a director.
I'm sorry, it's...
When I think of Ingmar Bergman, I think of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey when they're doing the death scene.
Ingmar Bergman did the scene for years. That's a great movie. And Seven Steel is one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Actually playing chess with death. I mean, a game of death. It's amazing.
I couldn't vote
Henson. I would choose
Henson.
Checkers myself, but...
I just couldn't vote Henson over a legend.
Henson is a legend.
Yeah.
People still do that.
I don't think people think of Henson...
Name another
as a director,
film company
though.
That is Jim Henson Studios. He has a movie studio named after
him. He got that because of puppets.
No, he didn't. That was for him. Sesame Street's him.
That's not a movie.
Fanny and Alexander is Ingmar Bergman. I like that movie. Wild Strawberries as well. That's Ingmar Bergman.
Yes.
But
you study one of them in school. That's all I'm going to say. You don't study the other.
You study Muppets in puppet school.
In fucking puppet school! You're a Muppet of a man.
If you, wait, did Henson do anything outside of
Muppets? Didn't show you Labyrinth in film theory?
No.
That's weird.
Because of the cod piece.
All right.
That's why they showed it.
Jim Henson won. We're on. The next one is between Sergio Leone and Orson Welles. Leone won.
Y'all are fucking retarded.
Dottie did
Y'all
Wells.
Y'all are retarded.
And Wade did Wells. Everybody else did Leone.
Citizen Kane, you fucking moron.
It was a tough decision, I know.
He made the only movie that was ranked number one for a fucking 100 years.
Sergio Leone.
Undeserved.
Did Once Upon a Time.
What do you mean undeserved?
Citizen Kane is undeserved.
Once Upon a Time in the West, that's all I have to say.
I want to get back to this undeserved on Citizen Kane. The most...
We found out that it actually wasn't his first movie, apparently. They just uncovered an earlier movie.
Oh, what to do. He had a film before that. It's still fucking classic.
Sergio Leone, great. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Once Upon a Time in the West, A Few Dollars. It's the whole
That's
Clint
it.
Eastwood thing.
No. That's it. Those three films.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Which is not that fucking
that
great.
Cool. No, that is really good.
How is that better than Citizen Kane?
Way
I'm not
better.
Saying it's better, but Once Upon a Time in the West is.
Sergio Leone.
Citizen Kane is worth one view.
Is Sergio Leone important if it's not Clint Eastwood? Citizen if you take Eastwood out of those films,
Eastwood's
are those
Once
films
Upon
that
West.
Great?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Eastwood's not in Once Upon a Time in the West.
Okay, good point. But
Charles Bronson. And,
think about who he's
he made Henry Fonda.
So many directors.
Orson Welles has
so
influenced anyone?
So many directors will say
if it wasn't
Orson
for Orson Welles, it wouldn't be Spielberg. Are you kidding me? Orson Welles?
No, Orson Welles.
Y'all are retarded. But anyways, y'all
he
won.
Made Henry Fonda one of the most lovable guys into the best bad guy.
We did find out he does love peas.
He did eat himself to death.
He kills a little kid.
So did
in
fucking
the
plenty
first
of directors. We talked about Kubrick dying. Oh, he didn't die early, but still. Ugh, whatever. Y'all, Orson Welles didn't make it.
No, it's Sergio Leone. All right, the next one is a great one. It's Milos Forman against John Hughes. Across the board is John Hughes.
Wow.
Milos Forman did one of your movies. Didn't he do One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, didn't he also did that movie with Clark Gable, It Happened One Night?
No.
But John Hughes.
He wasn't alive then.
Hughes was the only director in the 80s that mattered.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
No,
oh, yeah.
I mean.
He made the 80s.
Besides Perks of Being a Wallflower being an amazing high school movie, John Hughes, Ferris Bueller, he spoke for a generation. Like no other director did that for high schoolers.
And
kids.
Everyone knows.
And
John
it wasn't,
Hughes.
And it was like real. It was. Those, like, Breakfast Club and Weird Science and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and...
Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You don't even think about that when you think of Hughes.
Yeah, that's Hughes.
And that's...
And Home Alone is John Hughes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's
John
a reason
Hughes.
Why he swept it like Hitchcock swept
it.
Yeah.
Right, but also that, you know, that's someone we grew up with, too, so we have more of...
Hughes is a contender to win the whole thing.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and say it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I would totally
say
it.
We have a soft spot for him, for sure, because all of his movies, we can relate to them as he grew.
And yet you fuckers didn't put Richard Donner into the next level. Y'all are retarded! Goonies, damn it!
I'm there with you.
God! All
right, our last one, our final one of the entire bracket and of the dad category is between Sidney Lumet and John Cassavetes.
Sidney Lumet.
Cassavetes won.
Cassavetes, dude.
Adam and Wade Davis from Wichita voted Lumet. Everybody else did Cassavetes.
Doggy afternoon? Fuck you guys.
Adam just
what
lost.
Serpico? Come on. How? What has Cassavetes done that you love?
Every direct... If you interview...
Name.
Direct,
network. Fucking network.
Direct.
I'm mad as hell.
You for
that was
for,
a line of the night.
For John Cassavetes, you have Faces. You have Minnie and Moskowitz, which is an amazing love story about a Jewish
I've
guy falling.
It. Sorry,
it's amazing. It's with Sam Cassell from all of the.
No,
West
no, no.
Attica. Attica.
I give him credit.
Opening night.
Still, but those are
the killing of a Chinese book.
Pulling Your Men. Come on, that's like one of the best movies of all time.
John Cassavetes, right here, all the way.
Do you guys not look who Sidney Lumet was? Is that what you guys did?
This is the most lively I've seen Adam right now.
Because it's ridiculous.
If you interviewed directors, you know who they would say their favorite director is?
Not Sidney John Cassavetes.
Cassavetes.
Maybe Nick Cassavetes.
He's a director's director.
Absolutely. He is.
He didn't do the Notebook.
Nick Cassavetes did.
You can't fucking fault the son. For being fucking, you know,
retarded. I can follow you for not knowing who Sidney met.
We know who Sidney is. He's great, but so is
it was a
fucking
one. I
would have cast him
strictly for killing of a Chinese bookie and Minnie Moskowitz. I mean, I could go with
Jewish
faces.
Murder on
Jewish
the Orient Express.
Fuck you.
Pride.
It is a very Jewish,
Jewish pride.
Pride thing.
Put him over.
Damn right.
Murder on the Orient Express. Come on. There's so many.
Oh, my God.
He's making a good point. I'm changing my vote.
To what?
You voted with us. Why are you fucking arguing?
He's never watched a single Cassavetes movie.
But he knows the name.
Have you ever seen the Cassavetes?
Of course. I own the Kill Criterion.
It's great.
Yeah?
The Criterion is
great.
Set. It's so good.
Ben Gazzara is awesome in it, but other than that.
Whoa, tap the brake. He's the only thing in that movie?
Yeah.
Now you're full of shit.
And the killing of the Chinese. But Sidney Lumet's dead?
Well, that is it for our bracket. The last Ridiculous. Dead section is that made it is Stanley Kubrick, Alfred Hitchcock, David Lean, right? No, it was Billy Wilder.
Billy Wilder.
Robert Altman, Jim Henson, Sergio Leone, John Hughes, and John Cassavetes.
You voted for Jim Henson, you fucker. Fuck you.
I also voted for fucking Reitman, so you guys didn't vote him in, motherfucker. So
that's it.
We definitely have some wild cards.
The song one.
Definitely some wild ones. And next week, we will have our Sweet 16 picks. It's going to be much difficult.
Can we replace the song with Sidney?
You thought this round was hard. Wait till next week.
Thank you.